Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Wake Up the Spirit. I got to tell you, I was not sure that this was going to happen this morning. So I apologize. I started the broadcast about a minute late because I kept getting thrown out of on my computer. So it kept shutting down. And I have the problem solved now, so sorry about that. Welcome, and thank you very, very, very much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. So we're going to have some fun today, because we always have fun today, fun together, I should say. So first of all, of course, I like to always tell you about what's going on in Lilydale. And, you know, we have some big things. For those of you who don't know, the incredible Susan Glazier, who has been our executive director and run Lilydale, sometimes, you know, like with just about everything on her back, because she does everything, and she knows everyone in the world. I'm convinced of it, like Santa. She is retiring after 39 years, and we do have a new person in place, Nathan Luce. I'm going to try to convince both of them to come on the show at some point, individually or together, and we'll see if that works. Anyway, so the sun just came out a little bit. Also, my screen got brighter because I put the flash on. That is the miracle of science, not the miracle of the sun. Sorry. So just so you're all aware. But anyway, so this weekend in Lilydale, we are having we're having a little send off for Sue, a little retirement party, and we're all very excited about that. And then, very importantly, in the afternoon, and this is already, of course, listed on the Lilydale Assembly website and on Facebook. You can buy tickets in advance. We're doing mini readings as a fundraiser from 3 to 4:30, and that's in the Lyceum building. And actually, I should also mention next weekend is our craft sale, which everybody looks forward to all the time, because guess what? It's Christmas. I brought out my Christmas bug this morning. Really excited about it. And I would like to say that I've been indulging in Christmas coffee, and I have, but that just means that I put nutmeg and cinnamon in it rather than just cinnamon, which is, in my world, a food group. Everything else is just a delivery system. Cinnamon is my favorite thing ever. And I do have a little post-holiday stuff going on, or pre-holiday. We're in between, right? So, and then on, very exciting, on December 19th, which is coming up here, so not next week, but the following, we've got our friend and friend of the program, Kara Seekings, coming on. And she's going to talk to us about the sort of pagan traditions that we have incorporated into the Christmas that as we know it now. And that's always very exciting. Kara has been on the show many, many times, and she's great fun. So we will enjoy that. First of all, I just want to say I hope everybody had a really good Thanksgiving, and that you were able to, because I know that people put a lot of pressure on themselves this time of year. which is, you know, understandable because we get into this mindset that everything has to be done and it has to be done perfectly and we are the only ones who can do it because even if we ask for help sometimes, it still gets left on our plate, right? And then we have a choice to make. We can say, I'm going to take this as a passion project and do it just for myself and make it fun. Or I can let it go. And then if people miss the tradition, they can work on it with me in the future and bring it back. And that's not always easy. You know, I feel for the people who are parents because you're trying to create some magic around this time of year, you know, and nice memories of holidays and that sort of thing. you know, so we're all doing the best we can, as we say. The only problem with my very favorite Santa mug is that it's massive, so it takes forever to get actually sip of coffee, but I'm trying to keep my throat clear today. So I wanted to talk about how we can sort of mitigate some of the holiday stress a little bit, okay? you know, especially because this time of year, it's a little bit darker out. If you're anything like me, you hibernate a little bit more in the winter. I've been doing a good job of making myself go out and get some vitamin D, actually, you know, take a walk, that sort of thing. But I'm very lucky in that the post office in the summer is a 7-minute walk if you don't allow for the 20 minutes of stopping to talk to neighbors. So in the winter, you know, I put on my Yak Tracks, which may or may not be a brand name. I don't know. But it's the ice cleats on my boots, and I go out for a walk. And, you know, that's part of meditating for me. And it's something that it sort of reminds me of taking vitamins. When my doctor told me I needed to take a vitamin. And I got on it, and I was like, okay, I feel a little bit better. And I just kind of took it for granted. And then a few months later, I stopped taking it, and I was like, and I started to lose energy again a little bit. And I was like, huh, what's different? You know, and sometimes you don't even notice you know something's different, but you can't quite put your thumb on it until you think about, okay, what did I subtract? What am I doing differently? That sort of thing. So that is helpful. I would highly, highly suggest that you find ways, I shouldn't just say way, ways, basically to live your life as a meditation, as much as possible, particularly when you know that you are going into a stressful season, it's like an immunity, the defense that you're building up for yourself. You know, I find that loneliness is a very, very big and real problem around this time of year. Particularly for older folks who don't necessarily have a lot of people around regularly, and then it becomes harder to get to with snow and weather and that sort of thing, providing you're in this hemisphere, of course. I'm just making an assumption. Sorry. I probably shouldn't. But there's always opportunity to kind of lessen our own stress by finding a way to be a blessing to other people. And so I brought up the example of older folks for a reason. You know, this time of year, this is sort of the season of gratitude, and it's the season of giving, and we knock ourselves out, you know, And we have to remember that sometimes just being present for someone is really what they want and what they would need, okay? So it's really nice if you can do something extra, if you can materially, taking somebody, And I find even if, it's a book that you loved, that you think this person would love, that you want to pass along. I'm going to sneeze. I'm sorry, folks. or if it's, just something that's heartfelt. Making cookies is both making memories and also a fabulous gift. I'm going to sneeze off camera. I apologize. Sorry. Most people do not have winter allergies the way that I have winter allergies. I think I'm in the clear. Okay. Sorry. That's got to make this the strangest show for people who are watching it visually. But anyway, so I have to be honest and acknowledge that yesterday, last night before I went to bed, I did try to take some allergy stuff, but as you can see, it's only half working. So we'll try. So back to the point. Anything you can do that is heartfelt is going to be more energizing for you, and it's also going to be because you're taking it on. Again, there's that thing about taking it as a passion project. So when we let go of the attachment to, the outcome of things, we're in a much better place than if we, and you probably can start hearing the snow plows in the background, by the way. It's very exciting. Welcome to winter all the way. It's so funny because I find that on days when I'm going to record something, whether I'm pre-recording it or whether I am able to go live at 10 at my usual time and talk to people, that the communication energy is like already built. It's like spirit and the universe just already knows, and it's like they just build it and build it and build it, and they just wait for me to show up. And what happens is everything around me gets really, really busy. And I think it's the same for everybody. It's like, I wanna call so-and-so, and then like three other people reach out to you and call because there's that energy. You've been building it. You've been thinking about it. And because you're putting that energy out there, what I love, too, is when I'm just about to call or text someone and they call or text me, and it's like, oh, my running joke, you must be psychic, because there it is. That's a reminder to us that as we're sending out e-cards or Christmas cards or in the mail, the physical mail, that still exists, people, or we're calling people, or we're meeting with them, whatever we're doing, we're building that energy of community, we're building that energy of communication, and these are things that, those are things that really tie us all together. It gives us, just like I was talking about the vitamin and building that immunity, it really helps to kind of create that space that we can build on, and we can keep that all year round. And we need that, as social animals, as social creatures, and moving from an agrarian society with all of the farming, this is the time of year where people would take it easy, and they would go within, and they would study, and they would practice solitude, and then when they did go and meet in terms of community, it was that much more joyful, and we needed that. That's why we created all of these holidays around, like, the winter solstice, and that sort of thing, because it gives us the opportunity to commune with each other, to acknowledge the gifts of nature, and really kind of check in with one another. You know, nobody survives well without connection one way or another. And for some people, that's, you know, they'll go out to the grocery store, or they'll go out and take a walk, go to the post office. We have a running joke here that the post office in Lilydale is like our social club, because everybody gathers there between like 2:30 and 4 o'clock, because that's when the mail is out, and that's when people have the time to come and do that. So you'll run into the whole town just about if you go at those hours. That's what you get in a dry town. You get the post office and the club. But it really, it does give people, you know, there are folks that there has to be a balance between practicing sacred space, sacred solitude, and lack of social contact. And that's a very, very important thing and a very important distinction. And everybody has their own kind of level of balance, really. So I'm watching the snowplow on a pickup truck coming up and down the street, and they've been back and forth like 10 times because they're trying to clear in front of my neighbors, and it's hilarious. Because I can hear it, but I don't know if you can. So if you see me looking over to the right, that's what's going on. So it is a balance, you know. We have this opportunity when we're kind of snowbound or the weather is bad or whatever. You know, our society is very different now than it used to be, in that we all, for the most part, have to still leave our homes, go to work, make a living. So we see our coworkers and that sort of thing, but that means that evening time, the weekends, that sort of thing, becomes more and more precious to us. And the more we try to fit in, because naturally we would be kind of laying off this time of year, you know, that ancestral energy goes back much, much further than the Industrial Revolution. So, you know, becoming more active year-round is not something that the species, I believe, has totally gotten used to yet. So bear that in mind. Be gentle with yourself. but, you know, so we get into this place where we should be resting. We should be spending less time, you know, in working at a desk, working, you know, being out. And then we try to cram more on top of it with the holidays. And that's where, if we can focus on shifting our awareness and our perception and moving into, okay, making the bed is a meditation. Brushing my teeth is a meditation. Doing each task in a mindful way, but in a joyful way. And being aware as spirit is talking to us throughout the day, throughout the week, about different things. Because spirit is always talking to us. It's just a matter of whether or not we realize it, whether or not we're listening, whether or not we care. So always very, very helpful. You know, going out and taking a walk, getting a little vitamin D, you know, talking to people about things that matter, and creating that real connection rather than necessarily just the small talk, although the small talk can be important too. You know, it takes nothing for us if you see someone, if you have an hour and you see someone sitting alone when you're getting your cup of coffee, just nod and smile and say hello. And if you are so inclined to ask if you can sit with them, and particularly our senior citizens this time of year, because, you know, if we don't talk to them and we don't honor everything that they know, then that is only going to contribute to us having to reinvent the wheel later. And I found, you know, another way that we can sort of get ourselves out of that winter funk is doing for other people, okay? And I've already talked about that in a variety of little ways. But, you know, you can incorporate by creating a community project. You know, we just had Giving Tuesday, and there are groups of people who get together and they do community projects, and they'll put together, you know, they'll find, well, such and such needs fixed up, or let's decorate the community center, or because there's no staff, or let's bake cookies and you know, at such and such place, and we'll take them around. I know there's rules now about cookies and bake sales, and it has to be a commercial kitchen and all this. So it's more complicated than it used to be in the 80s and 90s, and I'm aging myself. That's okay. so no harm. but you know, there's all kinds of little ways. Every year I try to do a project where, as I'm cleaning out my closet, finding what I'm too fluffy for, or you know, maybe someday it'll be the exact opposite. you know, clothes that just don't suit my life anymore, shoes that don't suit. I try to let people know, so I can get together a collection, because who knows, you know, who has that extra blazer sitting in their closet that they're not going to use anymore, but it makes a difference if you give it to people like organizations like Dress for Success, who help people get the clothes they need to go on job interviews, right? That's a big deal. That is really impacting people's lives in a great way. You can also do blessing bags. I think those are great. Now, if you have old purses, there are organizations who will take them and they take donations of female hygiene products, and you know, and they will put them in the purse, you know, and a, you know, maybe a snack, that sort of thing. And in fact, I was very inspired. There was a little girl several years back that actually started where she would collect these old purses, or she would go to Goodwill or wherever and buy them. And she would put in them female hygiene things. And of course, that includes soap and toothbrush and toothpaste and all of those necessities, right? A little snack, and $5. And she did most of this out of her allowance. And then people would walk up to her. They knew what she was doing, and they would donate. And it was fantastic. So, you know, that sort of helping the little ones to look to the future and create these blessings is also a really, really good idea. So, and I think it's so funny because I was watching TV with somebody not too long ago, and they were saying, yeah, you know, they give the credit to the little ones, but it's really the parents doing all the work. And it's like, well, yeah, because when you're little, you can't drive yourself. But they had a good idea, or the parent had a good idea, but the kid adopted it, right? So, you know, when we build up our little ones and we teach them that it is important to reach out to others, and that they are part of a society and that matters, that really helps the next generation to be the kind of people that we would want to hang out with, that we would want to know. And frankly, you know, we're all going to get older at some point. How, you know, what kind of people do you want taking care of you, right? So think about it. but, you know, it's just this energy of if we set the intention, whether it's for communication, whether it is to liven things up in your life, whether it is to create community goodwill, to create blessings for people. I think it's tremendously fun to play Sacred Santa. And just kind of, you know, there's all kinds of examples of this. I should have steered more towards ones that don't cost anything. The examples of just people going through the drive-thru and, you know, paying for the next person's coffee, or, you know, if you're shoveling your driveway, and even if your neighbor's walkway is, you know, shoveled, but if you're salting yours, you can salt theirs, you know, that sort of thing. And we don't do it because we expect anything in return. We do it because that's how you build that good energy. It's good for them. It's good for the whole world, frankly, because you're putting it out there. But also because it's good for your soul. And it will help to de-stress you. It leads to all of those good feelings. So I hope that is helpful. We are getting close to being out of time. So thank you for everybody who has been tuning in. Over the winter, this show will be far more regular. I'm looking at also having a very special guest next Thursday, as well as the fabulous Kara Seekings on the 19th. For people who write to me and they have show ideas or things they want to hear about, things they want to learn about, I am incredibly grateful. I never anticipate that anybody's actually paying attention, so people come up to me every now and again and they'll say, oh, I saw you, you know, I watch your show or I listen to it, and I'm like, that is shocking, but thank you, I appreciate it. So share your knowledge. Share your gifts, share your talents, share your incredible hearts, and most importantly, take care of yourself, because you can't do any of that if you don't take care of yourself. And whatever that means, give yourself a break. If things don't turn out perfectly, you tried. Someday I'm going to tell you all the story about the time I tried to make my very first pie. Hilarious. Anyway, so have a really awesome day. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I am wishing you a good day and goodbye.